Migrant farm workers have become a critical labor force for Vermont's dairy industry, and though they're often living in the country illegally, many have become active and longtime members of the rural communities they live in. With those residents in mind, Vermont has enacted something called a fair and impartial policing policy, and it's supposed to prevent state and local police from turning farm workers over to federal immigration officials. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, body camera footage from a recent traffic stop in Newport suggests some officers are disregarding that policy.
Can I see your license, registration, insurance?
It's a little after 8:30 in the morning, a partly cloudy day in Newport on June 29th, 2021. Sergeant Richard Wells with the Orleans County Sheriff's Department has stopped Lorenzo Valenzuela for speeding. Getting popped for a minor traffic violation is hardly a life-altering event for most Vermonters. For Valenzuela, though, the stakes are raised when Sergeant Wells goes back to his car and radios dispatch.
Orleans 401.
Can you make a 21 over to Border Patrol and see if they have anybody in the area who can translate for me?
Wells soon returns to Valenzuela's vehicle to update him on the situation.
Don't be alarmed. I have Border Patrol coming here to translate for me.
It's clear on the video that Valenzuela, who's been living and working without documentation at a nearby dairy farm for 3 years, is alarmed by Wells' mention of Border Patrol. His face suddenly drops, and he draws his left hand over his mouth. Valenzuela doesn't speak much English, but he's activated a translation app on his smartphone so he can communicate to the officer that there's no need for Border Patrol.
Yo tengo otra persona que puede traducir.
I have another person.
As the interaction proceeds, though, it becomes clear that translation services aren't the only reason that Wells has enlisted U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in this stop. He's actually figured out how to communicate with Valenzuela and says as much to dispatch.
10-4. I have the translation part down here a little bit. On my phone, I got an app that I can do translations with. But I believe this person is still probably illegal here, so they can still 76, and I'll chat with them.
Still 76 is code that means Border Patrol should stay en route to the scene, presumably so they can arrest Valenzuela for being in the country illegally.
Well, I think we've seen time and time again that local law enforcement, Vermont law enforcement, will reach out to Border Patrol and ICE in a variety of circumstances with the thinking that, well, I should be supporting the mission of these federal agencies when the state has made a clear policy that that is not the case. That is not what Vermont wants its officers to be doing.
That's Jay Diaz, general counsel at the Vermont chapter of the ACLU. Diaz has reviewed the body cam footage and says even the initial request for translation services from Border Patrol was a violation of the state's fair and impartial policing policy. Not only does the policy prohibit officers from calling federal immigration officials for translation services, Diaz says, it also bars them from inquiring about a person's immigration status. For migrant farm workers like Olga, who's been living and working in Vermont for 9 years, Wells' actions underscore the precarity of their situation here.
When I saw Lorenzo's video in particular, I felt so powerless seeing that this is still happening in Vermont. We fought so hard for this law, and I don't know, they don't even respect it, like it was nothing. And if our struggle has been in vain, then what have we been fighting for all this time?
That's Olga talking to VPR this week on a scratchy phone connection. She belongs to an organization called Migrant Justice, which has worked for years to improve protections for migrant farm workers living in Vermont. Stops like the one in Newport are why Migrant Justice is asking the state to update the fair and impartial policing policy.
Because essentially what we have here is a systemic failure.
Will Lambeck is a staff member at Migrant Justice. He says the current fair and impartial policing policy allows state or local police to share information with federal immigration officials on the grounds of, quote, public safety, officer safety, or needs unrelated to civil immigration enforcement. And Lambeck says that verbiage creates giant loopholes, loopholes that give police a way to adhere to the letter of the policy but violate its intent.
The carve-outs are so broad and so poorly defined that time and time again, we've seen Vermont law enforcement agents involve immigration in a traffic stop and then, after the fact, use these categories to justify that assault.
So Migrant Justice wants to replace that language so that cops can only share information with immigration authorities when it's necessary for the investigation of a felony for which there's probable cause. Lambeck says 8 law enforcement agencies in Vermont have already adopted the more stringent language on their own.
And the alternative enhanced policy that they've adopted closes these loopholes and it ensures that the fair and impartial policing policy has integrity when it says, don't collaborate with ICE. It actually means it.
Major Justin Stedman is a member of the independent council that reviews proposed changes to Vermont's fair and impartial policing policy. He says Vermont's policy should be as protective as possible for undocumented residents.
Let's be honest. If migrants are afraid of the police, you know, they're the most likely to be taken advantage of because people are, well, they're not going to go to the cops. So, it puts people who are at extreme risk in even more at more of a risk if they don't feel comfortable coming to law enforcement.
But he says federal law prohibits states from restricting certain communications between state and federal authorities. And he says the proposed language from Migrant Justice likely conflicts with federal law. Stedman thinks there's a path to achieve the protections Migrant Justice is calling for by making revisions to the fair and impartial policing policy that do not run afoul of federal law. But Noe, a farm worker from Orleans County, says Migrant Justice's proposal is the surest way to ensure that stops like the one in Newport don't escalate in the future. Whether the proposed language violates federal law or not, Noe says, the issue is important enough for Vermont to take action.
Cuando eso no tendría que seguir pasando.
The truth is that we live in fear, knowing that police are collaborating with immigration when that shouldn't keep happening. But we're going to keep fighting so that the police don't violate our human rights. Because we're human beings too, and we deserve equal treatment.
Lorenzo Valenzuela didn't end up coming into contact with Border Patrol on June 29th. Orleans County Sheriff Jennifer Harlow declined an interview request for this story, but she said in a statement that Border Patrol never arrived on the scene. Migrant Justice maintains that Valenzuela was simply fortunate enough to depart the scene before immigration authorities had time to arrive. And they worry the next farm worker stopped by police won't be so lucky. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.